Welcome to Masechta Saita, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 6, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, Eidoy mer nitmis, if one witness says that the woman committed adultery when she was secluded, after she was warned from her husband, I saw her commit adultery. Rav Eidoy mer, and one witness says, loy nitmis, even though she was secluded, but she was not actually intimate. Or, Isha Aymeris, one woman says nitmes, that this Isha Sota committed adultery and I saw her, v'isha, and another woman says lo nitmis, that she did not commit adultery. Now, even though ordinarily a woman is not qualified to be an aid, to be a witness, we saw previously that the Torah believes in this situation, any aid that we have, any type of witness, as long as there's kinui and stira, there's warning, there's seclusion, an eved we saw, a shivcha, a servant or a maidservant, they're all believed. Similarly over here, they're believed. Now the halacha is, says the Mishnah, in this situation where you have contradicting testimony, she drinks because the suffix, the doubt, still remains. She was warned. She was secluded. Now the Gemara explains an additional layer to this, and that is that this halacha was only said when the witnesses that are contradicting one another came at exactly the same time. But if one came, the one that said nitmes, the one that said that she actually committed adultery, the halacha she's believed as two, because we find in the Gemara multiple times that wherever the Torah believes one witness, they have the power of two. And the second one that comes afterwards doesn't have the power to contradict him, because you can't have one witness that testifies against two. The Mishnah continues. Echad omer nitmis, one witness says that she committed adultery. Ushnayim omrim lo nitmis. And two witnesses say that she didn't commit adultery. That means the two say to the one, we were all together when we saw the Saita go into seclusion, and you know, we were all there. They were not intimate. So then, the one Eidos is batel against the two. However, nevertheless, there's still a suffix. Maybe she was actually intimate in that stira, in that seclusion. Therefore, Hayashaisa, even if they come one after another, she would continue to drink. Finally, says the Mishnah, Shnayim Maimrim Nitnis, if two witnesses say that she committed adultery, Vechad Aimel Litmis, Lainitmis, she did not, Layashaisa. She would not drink, because then the one witness loses his power in the face of the two, and since they say she committed adultery, she doesn't drink. The Gemara here says that we're talking about, in this case, of psule edus, people who are normally disqualified from being witnesses, such as an eved, a servant, the shivcha, nashim, women, and the Mishnah is teaching us that when it comes to psule edus, people that are normally disqualified from testifying, then we follow something called rov deos, which means the majority of opinions, and that's done regardless of what, whether it comes pertains to giving her to drink the saita water, whether or not. But if, let's say, you had one kosher witness and two psulim, two invalid, usually disqualified witnesses, then it remains like aid connected aid, one witness against another witness, and we saw previously in that case that the woman would actually drink. Wishing you a fantastic, amazing day, and a wonderful last few days of the week.